We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Everybody's here celebrating the good fortune of being with Dr. Dean on this wonderful platform, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. They give us the opportunity to have our live call-in radio show and our YouTube live, and we podcast, and it's just so much fun. We really, really appreciate all their support of this very important message that you are in charge of your health. And your health freedom is your conscious responsibility to take charge of your body. You gave it to yourself. You created it. And here you are with it. And now with a little imbalance here and there. But as Dr. Dean has showed so elegantly, even through this first hour, marshaling through this complex topic of hypothyroidism, then it's only complex because we don't go back to the basics of the very intelligent design of our bodies and how it was created to operate in this beautiful ecosystem of nature and how minerals and vitamins are at the basis of all our health, vitality, and well-being. And Dr. Dean knows how to get that message out so profoundly, so quickly, and even in the first hour. One of our very new and most wonderful listeners and participators on our YouTube channel said, "Oh my gosh, I just did not have any idea that my sleep apnea could be related to my thyroid." And it's like, yep. And so she had a big aha moment. Thank you, Dr. Dean. And we're welcoming everybody back to have their aha experience with Dr. Dean as well this hour. How are you doing, Carolyn?
Hey.
There you are.
Yeah, Bob and I were chatting in the break, so I muted myself, and my cell phone froze, so I couldn't text you. I emailed you, but you said the neatest thing in the world. You said sleep apnea instead of sleep apnea. You created a whole new word, sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea. That's funny. That's
it
great.
Is. That's great. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, well, let's take some phone calls again, 646-558-8657. And you guys, this is my favorite part of the show because every single week, and I've done this show now for almost 10 years, maybe 8-9 years, without fail or exception, Carolyn always says something I've never heard before. She's so creative in how she approaches people individually. She listens very intently to what you're going to say. And she really focuses in on all modalities. It's not just our products, but she'll work with total biology, which is the emotional conflict basis of disease. She'll work with herbs. She'll work with homeopathy. She'll work with everything. She'll work with her intuition. And it's just fun to get to listen to the exchange. People walk away truly, truly encouraged and supported. So 646-558-8657. The ID number is 8836953587. It's on our chat line. It's on our YouTube. It's in our emails. Be sure to call in and talk with her this hour. Okay. *9 on your keypad once you come into the show so we know you're here and we can put you on the line with Dr. Dean. *9 raises your hand on our computer board and lets us know you're here, and then we're going to put you on the line with Dr. Dean. And we do have some wonderful new callers this evening, so we're going to add them to the call, but we have to go in order, so hang in there, Alan. We're going to take our first caller now at area code 248, *6 to unmute your phone, area code 248, and come on in and talk with Dr. Dean this evening. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
This is Denise.
Aww.
And this is so funny because I was just having a information about the thyroid all day today. And then I got an email from our the doctor about the seminar they were having, and it was all filled up. And I said, oh, darn it. And then I called today just to hear, just sit to hear what you're going to say. What are you talking about? Thyroid. Oh, my gosh. I said, this is exactly what I needed. All I had is a quick question. I've been having a horrible issue, you know, with hair loss, especially on the top of my head and the front and the edges, and they're just basically gone, you know. And I know I always thought it was because of the blood thinners and because of the beta blockers, but I'm off of all those things, and it's been 3 months. So I figured, oh, my gosh, you know, and then I found out that my thyroid was low. And thank goodness for the Remite, because when I went back to do my last blood work, it was actually better, you know, but I don't know the TSH4 was high, you know, so I'm still working on it. My thing is I'm taking 3 teaspoons of Remag, so I'm not supposed to take 2 teaspoons of Remite, and I'm taking 2 teaspoons of potassium because my potassium was very low. That was another thing that was low on my blood work.
Well, I can tell your thyroid is improved, Denise, because you're talking up a storm.
Oh,
you know, you're on a roll. You know, you've got the energy. You're doing good. So yes, what I say about the Remite, about 1/2 teaspoons to 3 teaspoons, is just a general. But when you've got obvious thyroid symptoms, hair loss, when your blood tests are showing a higher TSH, 2 teaspoons is fine. So you're good.
Okay.
You're fine. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's what I wanted to know, because I was going through the, you know, having these, getting really upset over the hair loss. And there was a 7-pound weight gain. And I'm like, well, what happened here? You know, I was doing really well. So I'm
right.
Just glad. I just want to make sure I'm taking your products well, because I'm taking them just like they're real medicine. And see, I don't have a thyroid. I had it removed. So therefore, I have to make sure that I'm doing. I'm unfortunately, like some of the other people who can get off of it, I'm just, you know, but
oh,
that's okay.
I know. You're doing good. And, you know, when you go through the transition of getting off the meds, it does take 3 to 6 months for, you know, you detoxify, get rid of all that crap, you know, just, I mean, think of it, you know, the roots of my hair are clogged up with all these toxins. So I've got to wait for them to grow out and be removed, because, you know, they do hair analysis and they find out there's, you know, heavy metals and drugs, all kinds of things in the hair. So our hair is pulling out the toxins. So you hear what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, you're just getting rid of stuff that's been in there for a while, and your body's readjusting. And the thing about weight gain around a time when you're kind of detoxing is toxins will be stored in the fat cells. So it's like, I'm not going to give up these fat cells, because as soon as these fat cells are all squished out, all the toxins are going to come and be in my blood and I'm going to feel them. So I'm going to let that happen really slowly, which brings me to ask you, Denise, how much Realign are you taking?
I just started Realign after all of this time. And actually, I put an order in for your whole seed as well. And I was wondering, do I need to get the zinc? Because I don't have any zinc.
Well, zinc, golly, zinc is the big hair mineral.
Okay.
I said that today. So,
right.
Yeah. Right. But Realign for sure, because that's your B vitamins and that's for the toxins. And the Bs are good for the nervous system and the worry and the anxiety. And then there's 2 amino acids. The taurine is good for the heart and for the eyes.
Wonderful.
You love us, don't you? You love us.
Oh, good, because I got everything. I just put the order in for the whole sea, and I didn't put in the zinc yet because I thought that the Realign, not the Realign, but the Re-Mite had the zinc in it. I didn't know if I should.
It sure does, but if the hair is such that it's still, you know, not growing back in as well as you want, then you could have the zinc on hand. Just, you know, take a half a teaspoon a day in with your other minerals. Some people will, they'll take it with food because it can, you know, it's strong. It might cause people a little tiny bit of nausea, but because you're used to it with the Re-Mite, you shouldn't have a problem, but just to say. And then the zinc is going to be important to have around. Heaven forbid if you're exposed to any viruses, you just start taking that zinc. You know, look at my total body immunity book, Denise. It describes, you know, what to do with the zinc if you get exposed. Okay.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I will do that. This is such a blessing because I said, Lisa, I know God is hearing my prayers and answering them because it's just ironic. I've never gotten an email about thyroid and here you're talking about thyroid the same day. So, so I thank you guys for all your support.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm probably talking about it in a way that, is kind of better for you because it goes along with all the other formulas you're taking. It's not going to be, you know, otherwise if you'd gone to your other doctor, well, I'm not your doctor, but if you'd gone to your doctor's thyroid, you would have been calling next week say, well, here she said this and what do I do? And now I'm worried. And, you know, I just start my Re-Align and I am feeling less anxious, but I'm still worried. What do I do? That would have been you next week.
I have made up my mind that I wasn't going to worry about it. Your products are my medicine, along with eating healthier. And that's just what I'm looking at now.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Definitely.
Denise is saved, Jenny. She's saved.
Oh, I appreciate you guys, and you guys be blessed now.
Thank you, Denise. We are. When folks like you phone in, it's just so much fun. Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
love her. Thank you for calling in, Denise. All right. Very good. Let's press on with one of our new callers. Not new, always on the chat line with me, our very blessed and most wonderful Alan. Hello, Alan. Star 6 to welcome yourself to the show, okay? Star 6. There you are. Hello.
There I am. Hello, Dr. Dean and Ginny. Thank you for listening to me for a minute or two.
Okay,
Alan. I did the grassroots test about 3 months ago, and my TSH was 2.4. Now, that wasn't the green, but you were mentioning 2 earlier.
Yeah, 2.4 is nearby, but then we ask you how long and how much Re-Mite are you taking?
I'm taking a teaspoon and a half of Re-Mite for a long time. I don't know exactly how long, but it's probably, I don't know, at least 6 months, probably longer than that.
Well, if it were years, I'd say, well, maybe 2 teaspoons. If it's only for 6 months, it takes longer than that to really turn things around. But, I mean, do you have any other concerns about your thyroid, Alan?
No, I don't think there's, I don't think there's anything wrong with my thyroid. But I was taking the Re-Mite anyway. I mean, it did lower, my PSA went down for some reason. I don't know if that was the Re-Mite or the Re-Align or the magnesium or the zinc or the silver, but or the vitamin D.
Yeah, exactly. And who cares as long as it goes down?
It's all good. The only other thing I'm curious about, I never thought of asking this to you, but since I'm on the phone, I had a kidney stone about 6 years ago. It's stuck between the kidney and the bladder ever since. Mm. Now, we're pretty sure the kidney stone's made out of uric acid because I had some analysis done. Is any of the supplements that you could think of that would dissolve that while it's where it is?
Yeah, the Re-Mag does help with uric acid.
The blood levels of my uric acid are fine. That's the weird part.
How much Re-Mag are you taking, Alan?
Also a teaspoon and a half. And on the grassroots test, I got a 56. Is that good?
That's very good. Yeah. But if you want to dissolve something, I would go to 2 teaspoons. But
no problem.
Yeah. That was easy. What about the symptoms? Do you feel that stone, heaven forbid?
No. They found it by accident when they did a... I felt it when I had it originally, but I haven't felt it since the 3 days after I got it. The doctor, mm-hmm. of course, insisted that it disappeared, but I couldn't believe it. And but they did an MRI for the because of the high PSA, and in the process they found where that stone was all this time. Mm-hmm. It obviously has a hole in it, or I'd be in some sort of pain, I'm sure.
Mm. Well, just look at it as your friend. You know, don't think of it as a bad thing.
I'm not worried about it. They want me to remove it. I said, no. If it's not bothering me, I'm going to leave it there.
That's smart. That's really smart, because if you looked at x-rays of 100 people, you would find who didn't have any symptoms, who would never otherwise gotten MRIs or x-rays, you would find so much stuff, and it's not bothering them. It's just,
right.
You know, coincidentally, people have a symptom, they'll find something, and then they'll do all kinds of dramatic things that just can make things worse. But I would increase the Remag to 2 teaspoons, and
I will do that.
Yeah.
And I want you to know your show is fantastic. I just it's just unbelievable, and your books, I love all of them.
Aww.
And you and Ginny, you are all the best.
Oh, that's very sweet. We appreciate that, Alan. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for hearing me.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome.
Yes, Alan, and don't be a stranger. You know, we love people to call in all the time, and the better we get to know you, the more we could talk about fun things like your pets and your hobbies and all the things that you're wanting to live for, right? Like, what's the point of having great health if you're not living an awesome life, right?
That's true, true, true. Very good. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, love.
Thank you. All right, everybody. We're going to keep rolling with these phone calls, and we encourage you to call in too and enjoy Dr. Dean and her wonderful wisdom. Again, 646-558-8657 is the number, and the ID to get in, 8836953587. I think we're going to have to do some kind of a jingle, right, Carolyn? Like a hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders won't upset us. You know, kind of like one of those things with this phone number that just doesn't seem to go away.
Either that or it'll give us sleep apnea.
There you go. Sleep apnea. That's right. All right. So anyway, let's go to area code 512-512. If you could hit *6 to unmute your phone, we'll bring you on with Dr. Dean. Hello and welcome. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Yes. Hi, Jenny and Dr. Dean. Thank you so much. This is Noni, and I'm calling in from Austin. It's the second time I've called in. I called in, I want to say, a month or two ago, and I was asking for information for, you know, what to do with candida. And I remember at the time you were telling me to take just a capful or an ounce, one teaspoon of the magnesium. So that's what I've been doing. And I have all your other products except for vitamin C and the Recalcia. So I'm using all the other ones. But when listening to the call today, I realized, wow, you know, there's a big range in how much people are taking. And I've only been taking what's on the bottle label.
Yes.
So I have candida, and I have a lot of symptoms of low thyroid. And so because of all the bloating and constipation recently, I started taking oxygenated magnesium, which will work for moving everything, but, you know, it's not the right consistency. And so now I'm thinking, okay, I really need to get your advice on how much
amount
to take of your things. Yes. And I eat pretty healthy, no gluten, just a little bit of fruit and, you know, like blueberries and some apples and stuff like that. And,
Okay. So with the yeast, that we talked about, and, did you look at my yeast overgrowth book, Reset the Yeast Connection?
You know, I didn't. I haven't read your book, so obviously I need to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to just put in when you're giving me advice is I started taking some thyroid and adrenal glandulars recently, too, just because I was feeling, you know, like desperate. And I had recently started taking iodine, and now I felt really, really off today. And I thought, okay, I probably shouldn't be doing iodine. So,
right.
Anyway. Okay,
Noni, you just sit back. You don't even have to take notes. You can re-listen to this because it's archived.
Okay.
So you tell me your age, if you don't mind.
Almost 75.
Okay. So with the yeast, we do have a yeast book. I have 22 free books, so, you know, I'll be mentioning several of them. In the yeast book, we have yeast management, and it's to take our Flora Revive, which is a probiotic antifungal, and Pico Silver, which is antifungal and does a million other things.
Okay, so I already take those two, but just the bottle amounts.
Yeah, and the diet you're on with the REMAG, that may be the underlying, I won't say it's a problem, but one teaspoon, which is what we have to put on the label. FDA doesn't want you to give dosage more than the RDA. So that's why we have this huge customer service outreach to tell people, well, you know, you're probably going to need 2 and 3 teaspoons if you're going to get to situations of, you know, chronic fatigue and even yeast and even thyroid and even adrenals, because the magnesium takes care of 80% of known metabolic functions. So that's where you start. And if you just, you know, slowly increase that, you know, about putting it in your water and sipping it through the day. If 2 and 3 teaspoons is too yucky tasting, get our vitamin C reset berry powder, which just makes it taste delicious. And instead of I'm not going to tell you stop the thyroid and adrenal glandulars, but glandulars are like taking medicine. They will, you know, kind of make your thyroid and adrenal think that they don't have to be active, and suppress it. We were told in naturopathic training never to do glandulars more than 3 months at a time, and that should be the same for drugs. You know, don't do them for more than 2 months. So, you'll get yourself into a bit of a spiral if you're medicating symptoms instead of looking at the overall picture. The overall picture is basis of REMAG. I had to take 4 teaspoons for 1.5 years before I could get my levels up, you know, for my heart palpitations, et cetera. And I'm not a big person. So probably 3 teaspoons and then the 1.5 of REMITE. Doing your Flora Revive and Pico Silver will probably work better on your yeast if you're doing the more REMAG. When you read the book, you'll find out, oh, I've been doing this and that, and I shouldn't. Sugar is bad. I'm sure you're not on sugar. And then, you know, instead of going to the oxygen magnesium, you're just going to increase your REMAG. And you don't want to have a laxative effect because it'll just pull out your minerals.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's going for treating your symptoms instead of looking at what's the basis. And I've explained that. So you're all better now, right?
Okay. So moving towards 3 teaspoons of magnesium and 1.5 of the REMITE. And then what about for the other things? Like I'm doing twice a day of the Flora Revive. Is that what I should stay with? Okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm doing the Realign by the label.
2 a day. Yeah.
Yeah. And what else is there that I've left
the
out?
The Pico Silver.
Potassium.
Yeah. You might have to work up to 2 teaspoons of potassium.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so gradually increase these, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, you want to open up the cells to it instead of, alarming them and overloading them. And the picosilver, I'm just wondering, you might need 3 teaspoons a day of that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that, can you move up faster on?
Yes.
Then, okay, so that could be right up right away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so I just started on the glandulars like a week ago. So could I just sort of drop them out? And as I'm increasing this other?
I hate waste. I mean, you could take, one a day just to use them
okay.
up. Don't waste them. It's not, they're not dangerous in that sense, but they could be supportive there. And we don't eat what do they call it? Sweetbreads anymore. We don't eat organs,
Right.
And that's all they are. And if we were eating organ meats, we probably wouldn't have as much thyroid and adrenal problems. But
okay.
then.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you can't guarantee that these glandulars are perfectly free of, radiation
right.
and heavy metals and everything. That's why I don't go for them. Same reason I don't go for herbs. I'm very worried about herbs that aren't organic. I'm looking at turmeric now because it's so huge, but how can we know it's safe? And it just so happens that my farmer here is growing turmeric with our Mighty Mash. So that could be something that we'll be looking at. It has to be clean and safe. Otherwise, there's just no point. I've had telephone clients in the past when I used to do that tell me that they would, go heavy on. One woman went heavy on green tea because she heard it was so good. And then she got so sick, hair falling out and everything, she had it analyzed and it had arsenic in it. And how do we know any of that? Yeah. So anyway,
right.
is that enough for you to go on, Noni?
Pretty much. I want to just clarify then, the silver I can go the full amount right away. The potassium slowly work up too. Same mm-hmm. for the remite, slowly work up.
What are you on now?
3/4 of a teaspoon, just so, because that's the label, I believe.
You can go to 3/4 twice a day now. Because it's very low potency. It's effective clinically, but it's not like REMAG where we're doing high doses and it can overload your cells if you don't sip it through the day and go slowly.
Okay. So the magnesium is the most important to go slowly through the day?
Correct.
Okay. That's important. All right. Yeah. So I should be able to work up to that pretty quick as I drop off the oxygenated magnesium, right?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully we can turn the ship around.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And I must say that you could switch your numbers around and you sound like less than 57 and not 75.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I've been doing a lot for my health for many, many years. So that's probably why.
Mm, that's wonderful. Yeah. And I'm glad you found us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Noni.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Outstanding. Another wonderful call. Very informative. Love mm-hmm. it when people ask all those questions because then
mm-hmm.
we're able to help so many people with the answers. And of course, as per always, learning something from Dr. Dean. That was great. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Everybody on YouTube saying, great show, great show. Now listen, if you're on our YouTube channel, I'm so happy. I would love for you to share it right now. Just hit that share button and send it to a friend. or a family member that you think would love to benefit and would benefit from hearing this information, also be sure to hit the subscribe thing and the little bell that gives the notification so we can remind you when the show is every week. And you can continue to join us. Let me see a couple questions on the chat line from YouTube, and also a great report from Joanna, who emailed us from BC, your beautiful home country of Canada, up in that wonderful area. She said she has a positive testimonial to share. She's been tolerating crazy hot flashes since the end of August, and she started taking two Realign a day. Her hot flashes have all stopped.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Wow. That's wonderful.
That is so fantastic. What a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's very exciting. Now, another thing, Carolyn, we haven't really talked about, but we can talk about it now, mm-hmm. is our very good Lorraine Andrus has finally gotten everything organized, and we have our Remag only up in Canada now for permanent distribution to Canadians from Canadians with a bilingual label for the Quebecois and a natural product number and every other good and perfect thing that Canada requires in order to distribute our products. And we're very excited about that. Lorraine, if you guys remember, is at True Health Canada. I'm going to give you the name of the new website. Well, you can just go to truehealthcanada.ca, and that's going to help you get her website. And she is up there with our products and able to distribute Remag and in unlimited quantities, which has always been the big thing, getting them over the border. You know, you only have six at a time. Well, now you can have 600 if you'd like. I mean, you just have as many as you want of the Remag. Uh-huh. And then as soon as we finish our little process, as they say in Canada, process, then we'll get our other products up there and we'll continue to expand. But it's very exciting. So all of our Canadian customers, be sure to hit up Lorraine and you can get your Remag from her. And of course, if you're buying mixed products, what you might want to do is get your Remag from Lorraine and then get your other products from us. And that way we could send you even more. You know what I'm saying? As far as, because like people usually in Canada, they like to put in their order and we're limited to how many we can send. Well, now you get your Remag up there and then you can get more of our products down here. So it'll all work out for you beautifully. And if you have any questions on how to do that, of course, call the wonderful team at customer service because they will help you with everything.
Totally good. Great. Yes. And that, so that helps on shipping costs when you order in bulk then and not ordering one at a time. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Right. Very, very exciting. And then the other thing is Patrick is asking about giving his Pomeranian in a RNA drops products. And our daughter, Greg's daughter, Savannah, has a little Pomeranian. Her name's Sugar. You've met Sugar, haven't you?
I have met Sugar. She's quite the character. She's very, you know, sort of proud and dancy and, you know, nose in the air. Just like a true Pomeranian, right?
Yeah, she's pretty hilarious. Yes, yeah. You're right. So she's a tiny little thing. And to tell you the truth, it says, I wonder if I could give him Realign Vitamin C and Flora Revive. I don't know if they require vitamin C. We did talk about Flora Revive last week as far as yeast overgrowth. And I am not sure about Realign. So, Patrick, I would want you to – well, actually, a B vitamin I think is okay for – but the dosing would be very small because their body weight is so minimal. So I think you would probably have to talk to your vet about those things. You know, just shoot a quick email to your vet and see what they have to say.
But with the Remag that you do say about 10 drops in a gallon of water, and then you let the dog decide how much water they want to drink. Is that right?
Yes. And he's already doing the minerals and the Pico Silver. I don't have Yeah, that's not a problem in the water. Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. It's just those capsules, how to break up the dosing and then how to, based on that body weight. That's what I would want to know. So I think maybe talking to the vet. But then let us know what you find out, because, you know, we like to pass that information along. Mm-hmm. And one of our great customers said, what about making Remite lotion? What do you think about that?
I don't think so. There's no way of knowing how to dose that, the amounts that you need. With Remag, we just know people need a lot. And we know the fail-safe is the laxative effect, even if you're scattering it all over your skin. Remite, we really don't know when you'd be overdosing. So I wouldn't do that.
Okay. But you can definitely use Remite through your skin. And especially if you have a thyroid issue, you can put it directly on your neck where your thyroid is located and have a lot of good success with that. In addition to taking it systemically, you can use it topically. So there is that little benefit. Right. Yes.
So if you're on 3/4 teaspoon twice a day, you could put, well, start with 1/4 teaspoon in your palm and then just slap it on your neck, and then the rest of the 1/2 teaspoon, and then the 3/4 teaspoon later, just to get your total. So just measure it out to make sure you're just getting your 1.5 teaspoons a day.
Excellent. Very good. All right. Let's go back to our phones. Area code 808-808. If you could *6, unmute yourself and we'll bring you into the call. Hello, hello, love.
Aloha, it's Ku'ule calling.
Ah, hello, but it's 808 is Hawaii, but you're not in Hawaii, are you?
Correct, because I usually say better health care, just more specialists in order to get a hold of my health concerns. So I am in northern Wisconsin near Duluth, Minnesota, where I see my specialist. And I saw my endocrinologist last Thursday, and she said the Remite is working great, and so I am off the Armour thyroid. Now, he's been trying to get me off of it for 2 years, but she worked me down to 5 milligrams. But each time I came off, after a short while, I felt like a rock in my throat. So, but she kept saying, you know, I think it's working. Oh, she's a functional, all my doctors are functional medicine doctors. Mm-hmm. And so, so I said, okay, I'll go off it this time. So I've only been off it, 5 days, but, I'm feeling fine. No rocks in the throat.
But think, Kool-Aid, just think what we were just saying. You could take a bit of your Remite dose and just rub it on your neck, and it would go in. But also, you know, it would alert the thyroid that you're really taking care. What do you think?
Well, I wrote that down because I said, hey, that's a great idea to put it right on there. And also from listening tonight, it sounds like I haven't been taking my Remite correctly, except for the fact that I've gotten it in me so that I'm not on Armour anymore. But I, you know, started out with Remite when it came out, a teaspoon with that, a teaspoon of magnesium. And then when I was trying to get off of the Armour thyroid, I increased it to 2 teaspoons of Remite and then 2 teaspoons of magnesium. Well, then I increased it, my Remite, to a tablespoon, but I'm still doing 2 teaspoons of magnesium because I was getting the that effect. And then I'm using the lotion, just a little bit every day, you know, to kind of make up.
Yeah.
So
you're fine. I mean, I don't think so, because what's happening here, and this is important for people to hear, you're under the care of your holistic doctor, and they want you to get off the armor, and they're monitoring you, and you're taking Remite and higher doses for a certain purpose. And it's, I mean, I tend to, you know, be cautious about Remite because it's got so many different minerals in it. But it is pretty specific for the thyroid. You are supporting the thyroid. You do need some extra. So what you'll find, you'll put some of that one tablespoon, you'll put directly on your neck, and maybe in a month or so, you'll start feeling a little bit hyper, and you'll say, oh my gosh, you know, my hormones have really kicked in. I can cut back on Remite. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. And that'll be great. One of my complaints that I was telling her about is I'm still hot. As a matter of fact, over here, you know, it's snowing. I don't need a jacket most of the time, and they call me the hot Hawaiian. I think I told you that before.
Right.
So,
right.
So I'm still running pretty hot. But because I have so many other things going on with my body, I think the Remite that I'm not over, probably not overdoing it because it's helping me overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rather than just the thyroid.
Right. Now with the heat, are you also sweating?
Yeah, at night.
Mm-hmm.
More so. Yeah, actually I do during the day. So I have to dress light or put on a fan when I'm in a room.
Right. Now, I personally would think of that as the body trying to burn off toxins. I would think that the body's just trying to, you know, keep things moving out. How much Realign are you taking? That's our detox.
Right. I'm on just about everything. I am taking only one a day, so when I heard the earlier caller talk about her hot flashes, I said, okay, so I wrote down, okay, two Realign. And my endocrinologist thinks the heat, she told me to double up on my quercetin because I have mast cell activation disorder, and so she has me on quercetin and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I will definitely double up on the Realign, and with your nice discount this weekend, I got some more of the Realign, so that won't be any problem to double up on that.
Awesome. Okay, very good. Yeah.
Thank you. I have one question from her. I started on the Pico Potassium. I'm only doing a quarter teaspoon in the water mixture, and she asked me to find out what is the MEQ conversion, and in my notes it says how many
milliequivalents. Milliequivalents of potassium, 100 milligrams. I might have to email you that.
I'll send you an email because she asked me to find that out from you. Because all my doctors, I have a team of four or five doctors, and they're all on board with your products that I'm taking. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, because I mean, what we have on the label, we didn't have to put milliequivalents. It's 99 milligrams per quarter teaspoon, and that's what the FDA wants to know what our one dose is, and they won't allow you to put more than 99 milligrams a dose. But people diet wise, the RDA, people need 4,700 milligrams. So it's a huge amount. And so I say to people, you might need a teaspoon or two teaspoons to make up for what you're not getting in your diet.
So, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I emphasize to them that all the products, you know, are Pico this and Pico mm-hmm. that, and that I wouldn't, because they usually say, oh, shouldn't you have more of this or that? And I tell them, it's Pico metered, but.
yeah,
and they say, oh, okay.
You baffle them with your wisdom. But yes, it's what you say, it's fully absorbed. Where other nutrients are only, you know, very partially absorbed. But I mean, I guess doctors deal in milliequivalents, but you know, it's not something that, as I said, we do in natural medicine. So I'll have to do a little bit of research, see what that is. Okay, you're good?
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good hearing from you. You sound great.
Thanks. That's because of someone's good products.
Ah, that's awesome. Okay. Thank you, Kula.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Yeah, that's very gratifying. Where did it go? Hold on. Where am I? There I am.
Yay.
Yay. I was saying that, you know, and here's another good thing that she said is that it took 2 years. Not that it takes everybody 2 years, but I mean, you have to work with the body. Mm-hmm. You don't just take a product for a week and say, oh, that didn't work. You know, you really have to work with your body. And she has been very faithful. I've talked, you know, for many years. Yeah. And she's done all the right things. And it's worth it because that just extends her life. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the longevity thing is so important. I think people are really realizing that they could live much longer than they thought they were.
Right. Yes. And I'm so appreciative of her doctors, you know, working with her and not just saying, well, you've got these and she does have, you know, several chronic conditions. And most doctors just say, well, you know, we're too busy to deal with that. But they're hanging in there. She's hanging in there. The formulas are helping. And she started out with the Remag and realized how much that was helping. And then she slowly added most of the rest of them, it sounds like. So yes, that's what it takes. It's knowing that you're on the right track and you're feeling, you know, somewhat better, and you know you can feel even better. So it's just wonderful.
I think the thing that's so frustrating, you know, I have read that the thyroid issues are really midlife, 45 plus years older, a lot of them women. You've written the article before, Carolyn, and we've talked about it before. Every pregnancy, you know, depletes the thyroid. So you have women in their childbearing years who really do deplete their thyroid if they're not properly supplementing. And maybe you could talk about that for a minute. And then they get to midlife and they get this huge crash in their body combined with menopause. And then the weight gain starts, and it's just so hard to get those pounds off.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yes. Yeah. And you're talking about this now, and it's hard for me to decide what do I do, open up my total body reset for the thyroid, or do I go to the Total Body Meltdown book? Because what you're describing is the total body meltdown that people go through. Or there's in the Remite book, we talk about the four hormones of the apocalypse. And that's where all of the hormones get together and just, you know, they just put pressure on the body. They want to be supported. They want more. And when they aren't supported, they will just crash. So, you know, there's all these ways of looking at the body, but they really do all end up with the basis of mineral deficiency and yeast overgrowth. You know, that's as basic as I can make it. And I think it's helpful for people to know that, well, you don't have a thyroid problem, you have a mineral deficiency problem. You know, you've been told you have a disease or dis-ease, but really you have either yeast overgrowth or a mineral deficiency. I mean, does that make sense to people? Do they feel better when we define it that way, Ginny?
I think it's easy. I mean, I do love that part. I think that's very good. And once you get through the mineral deficiency part, then you've got to deal with that yeast overgrowth. And of course, one of the most challenging things is doing that elimination diet. I'm doing it right now. You know, I'm a week in it of being off of dairy, you know, sugar, wheat. And even though, you know, we've got the Flora Revive and everything, and of course it's all working out beautifully, but that is a big commitment too, to a lifestyle change for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And I periodically, well, I do intermittent fasting where, you know, if I feel that I want to, I don't eat until 2 o'clock. And I think that's helpful, but I must keep reminding people that if you're doing intermittent fasting or the keto diet, you are not going to get enough fiber. Let's just say that outright. You're not going to get enough fiber. And so one of your meals in the morning has to be psyllium seed powder. There's just no other way around it. You're not getting the fiber from grains, you're not getting the fiber from a bunch of carbohydrate vegetables. So that means your intestines aren't getting scoured out properly. I predict that people on the keto diet are going to have an increase in diverticulitis as their little pouches in the intestines don't get scrubbed out with fiber. They will start to build up matter in the little pouches and start to get inflamed. So you have to increase your fiber. And when I go through the weight book, I'm going to make sure I mention that, or I make a big deal of that. You have to get more fiber.
Yeah, that's very good. And if you take the fiber and you add it to the restructure, you know, yeah, and you make that into a shake with some almond milk, that still keeps it keto and it helps. That's what I've been doing. And that definitely helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good, good. Yeah, that's a good idea. Cause yeah, the fiber is kind of gelatinous. So it'll be, you know, part of the thickness of your smoothie. I wonder if I could, I get my restructure when I mash it up with a few frozen berries. I wonder if I could put psyllium in that. I'll have to check that out.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, Gregory Mark does that every morning. He, without exception or fail, restructure and psyllium every morning.
Okay. And, right, the reader. What was I going to say? Forget now. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
Onward. Oh my gosh, look, we've only got a couple of minutes. Do you want me to go through a couple of Instagram testimonials?
Yes, because I heard you've got some awesome ones.
Oh, the Instagram people are so cute with all their emojis. Thank you, Dr. Dean, and all the wonderful people at RNA Reset. Your products and support are the gift of a happy, healthier life. Next one, thank you for having our back and forehead. We tell people that. We got your back and we got your forehead because we give you words. We give you information. We're not just going to pat you on the back and say, oh, we'll take care of you. No, we put that information in your very own head. And the next one, and thank you so much for all you do. Thank you so much. My life has changed because of you, comma, Remag, and your potassium. Longest length of time in 10 years without an AFib attack. tears of joy and gratitude. That is so sweet. And these are unsolicited, you know, these emails, people just are brimming with joy. And one more, I have more, but I'm just going to do the five. Thank you guys for providing excellent support and customer service. I will never forget the dark times I've been through this year, and you guys joyfully always answered all my questions and concerns and still gave me more than I could ask for. Thank you, Dr. Carolyn Dean, and your incredible team. God bless you. Wow. Yay. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
The end.
Oh, the end? Oh, wow. That was fast. I thought there were more. That's funny. All right. Well, I can say one. Dear Dr. Dean. No, I'm just teasing.
No, I do have more, Ginny, but I'm going to save them because we, you know, I wanted to give you your 1 minute at the end.
Oh, I see. If we're going to savor the flavor. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, our beautiful, beautiful Elma, who's in Kuwait, said, I want to say that since I've used your products, it has changed my life. And that's coming all the way from around the world to you and with a big fat mwah attached to it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Alma. We do appreciate you. And you being, I mean, what, let me look up. What time is it in Kuwait, for Pete's sake?
I think it's like 3 a.m. or something nutty. She stays up to listen to the show live and be on YouTube with us. It's so much fun. She's such a doll.
Yeah, it's 5 a.m. over there. So 2 hours ago, 3 a.m. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
That's
a sweetheart.
Awesome.
So, all right, everybody. We're wrapping it up. Bless
wrapping
you.
Wrapping it up.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. You're awesome.
Thank you. Awesome. Very good.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.